Hello, respected viewers. I was elated but not surprised earlier today to find out the wonderful news that Lauren Handy and others, I think it's 22 others, have been pardoned by President Trump. Now, I eviscerate Trump. I think he's horrendous, but even a bad person does good things occasionally. And he has wielded his presidential pardon to let these people out of jail. They never, ever should have seen the inside of a prison cell, any of them. So it is a very good news for liberty, for justice, for human rights, and particularly for children. So Lauren Handy, she is an indefatigable children's defender and has really spent all her adult life trying to save kids and sometimes being successful. So has just been tireless in going where she's often not wanted, in being verbally abused, spat at, threatened, and so on. So she's a very valiant woman, and she's taken a really proactive attitude towards saving children, and saved hundreds of them, so it seems. Even if she'd only made a tiny contribution to saving one of them, it's still something magnificent. It's just incalculable, the good that she's done. You know, she could have saved your life if you're young enough, somebody watching. Someone like could have saved my life, could have saved her life. Probably you would never know if that's what saved your life. So she's a humanitarian. She deserves a medal and not a prison sentence. So she never did anything wrong. And so there were these terrible oppressive laws passed under the Clinton administration about 1994, and she was held to be in breach of those. Well, lex unjusta, non et lex. You may know the ancient brocard. You know, the United States was founded by a revolution. The United States itself would not exist unless people had broken the law. Human rights would not exist if people hadn't broken the law. You know, gender equality would not exist if people hadn't broken the law. Slavery would not have been abolished if people hadn't broken the law. When there were laws in the Third Reich that said various categories of people, the Jewish people, the mentally handicapped people, physically disabled people, so forth, Jehovah's Witnesses, various other ethnic minorities could be murdered, surely this law didn't count. And anyone who broke that law should be applauded and rewarded of having done so. So she's someone who saved little girls and little boys, and sometimes gone into so-called clinics, slaughterhouses, really, to try and save kids, and sometimes done so. So peaceful protest. Apparently, some member of her group injured a nurse. Okay, that's bad. I don't want that to happen. But that one individual should be prosecuted for that, not the whole lot. So peaceful protest has been criminalized. Standing in a certain place. No other buildings are treated like this. No other groups of protesters, and they're protesters with the most moral cause of all, trying to prevent the ultimate act of violence against children. So surprise, surprise, the abortion industry does not like it. A lot of that's big pharma. The abortion industry is not just the child murderers themselves, but many politicians, many judges, various other people who make money out of this. And they don't want anything getting in the way of their profits. And the more kids are murdered, the better for them. And they don't like the public to be reminded of what's really going on. And you may say a majority of Americans believe that there should be open season on children up to a certain gestational age anyway, which shows the dangers of demagoguery and just how sick society across the Western world is. Bear in mind, the United States is one of the better ones. And at least in some states, they do protect the rights of children. You know, you look at that, the US Constitution, or in the Declaration of Independence, the right to life. And it doesn't say, oh, only outside the uterus. Some of these babies were even born alive, murdered subsequently, or life-saving care not provided to them. And Republicans in the United States Congress have put forward legislation to try and say, and if there's been an attempt to kill a child in utero, she or he has survived, doctors must intervene and do everything they can to save that child. And people, I think Democrats exclusively, voted no to deny badly wounded, very sick children life-saving care. And they claim that their whole movement is about health care, which it most certainly is not. Asphyxiating somebody is not health care. Vivisection is not health care. Ripping someone's legs off Ripping someone's arms off, ripping someone's head off is not healthcare. Causing someone to bleed to death is not healthcare. Stabbing someone to death is not healthcare. So you see the topsy-turvydom, the casuistry of arguing that that is healthcare. Wow, it's absurd, it's obscene. There are a lot of sickos, a lot of psychopaths out there, a lot of loonies on that side, a lot of child haters. So they breach the freedom of access to clinic entrances, which is criminalized people protesting peacefully there. Anyway, so I'm delighted that she's free, and hopefully she gets straight back into action and saves a lot more kids. And it's terrible that in other countries, in the countries of the United Kingdom, Northern Ireland, certainly Scotland, South Britain, I don't think in Wales, similar oppressive legislation has been brought there to criminalize people. And it goes even worse. The right freedom of expression been taken away from people in most of the United Kingdom, allowing them to demonstrate, to try and save children, to remind mothers in a difficult situation there is an alternative. You know, the abortionists claim they're pro-choice. If they really were pro-choice, they'd be happy for these mothers to be reminded of the other option, even until the last minute. The abortion industry claims to be all about bodily autonomy. They are totally opposed to it. What about a woman's right to choose to stand outside one of these clinics, to stand at the doorway, to do whatever, you know, taking non-violent direct action, an occupation? I mean, it's not a left-right issue. You could be a totally left-wing person and still recognize children's rights. And there are many right-wingers who want to murder little kids. But it breaks down that way. I mean, left-wingers, they're all for the occupation of buildings in all other circumstances, you know, but when it's the most morally urgent cause of all, when it's more strongly justified than anything else, saving little children, they say, oh, no, you mustn't be allowed to demonstrate to block this path. It's not treated as a civil matter. People can get up to 10 years in prison for peaceful protest, for injuring no one, indeed for actually saving people. In these slaughterhouses, they've got deadly poisons, which in the right dosage would kill an adult. They've got all sorts of murder weapons, sharp implements, and so on, designed to pull people apart. So, remember that a child in his or her mother's uterus is someone and not something. Or you can see the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, that no one shall be deprived of life unless it's they're executed as part of some sort of judicial process. Most countries don't even do that. And obviously, there are exemptions of people are killed during wartime. But this is, I suppose, feminism's war on children. So I'm delighted that Lauren Handy is there, and maybe she'll get invited to the White House. And well done, a first night of freedom for these people who were willing to suffer from their beliefs, who did the morally right thing, and willing to pay a very, very high price indeed to save little kids. So no praise is too high for people like that. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.